as far as I'm concerned.
Put your hands down. I just learned I got ADHD like a year ago. I've been in turmoil. Like, all right, how I'm supposed to work this? It's just like somebody gave me a new cheat code to a game. It's like, oh shit, gotta figure this out. And that's one thing I realized. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Get you some Michael Jackson gloves.
No caffeine helps with it. I was a superhero before.
You say superhero?
I'm a regular man.
Regular nigga now. Just regular nigga.
I'm a regular nigga now because I don't got my superpower.
You ain't Ruben no more. You just Ruben.
I'm a growl. All
right. What's good, people? You're now listening to.
Was you recording all of that?
Jesus fucking Christ.
You're now listening to. All
right, it's a perfect time to take a shot at gin. All right, now
it's
start
your boy,
the show.
Reese Ross. What's going on? I had a couple characters here with me tonight. I'll let everybody introduce themselves the way they see fit.
Oh, you going to put it on me first, huh?
Yeah.
It's Big Mark. Y'all know me. Guess I gotta throw my AKAs in there. The light skinned wonder. The bearded legend. Mama, there goes that man. Y'all know who it is.
That sounds like some shit you might get arrested for.
We didn't say your aliases. Nigga, that's different. We didn't say how 911 callers describe you.
Go ahead.
Mama, to go that man.
The
man
bearded right man.
Light skinned bearded man.
He did it. What's up?
All right, ma'am.
All right, I'm Sha Picante, a.k.a. Sha, a.k.a. Sharonda, a.k.a. if you need your gifts wrapped, it's a wrap. a.k.a. if you want some wine, I sell One Hope wine. And that's it.
A.K.A. plug.
A.K.A. I'm the plug.
Same as plug.
Message.
I know, right?
It's your boy, June D, A.K.A. your mama's favorite rapper, A.K.A. why my son got diaper rash.
Oh, shit. That sound personal.
That sound weird. That nigga old.
It was a bad one. I don't know why
shit
I picked
you
that
got
one.
On your chest right there.
It should sound like an itch. That's crazy.
I don't have no A.K.A.
You a damn lie.
That's Sub-Zero. Don't have no AKAs.
Quit lying, Sub-Zero. You got cold as ice.
Nah, you're as cold as ice.
I'm not you cold,
you willing
bro.
To sacrifice their
stuff.
Love.
Sub-Zero. Finish him.
Fatality.
Yo, this shit had me cracking
brutality.
Up. Brutality. Saying this Look. Let me explain what you're talking about so y'all know.
You don't need to explain, man. Everybody know.
Apparently.
You cold-blooded.
You wouldn't.
It's a cold piece of work, man.
I just don't have the same amount of patience with people that I used to. So
little
used shit to. Will get you. Little shit will get you cut off now. That
little
simple?
Shit, any goddamn thing.
And it be like that because I done cut plenty of people off.
See?
No.
Virgo.
I need an example. I need an example.
For example,
please and thank
if
you.
I'm texting with somebody, right?
Uh-huh. That bitch don't answer back in 30 seconds, bro. It's over. She done.
Bitch, who dick you sucking?
If we having a conversation, right? And we in the middle of a conversation, and I text you something, I ask you a question or something, and you don't answer me for fucking hours. I'm done, bro.
This guy like, fuck your kids, finish. Fuck your job, fuck your life. Answer me, damn it.
Why you playing with me, nigga?
Like, that's what he's saying to me. They be playing too much, man. They play too many games. Like, God, no.
It's a Virgo thing.
So anyway, we were saying that they came up with the Sub-Zero shit. So I just added the finishing part when they do some dumb shit. Finished it.
That's how he unpinned your messages from the top of his feed. He said, "Bitch, you going back into the scroll. Nobody fucking with you.
That bitch is for the streets.
That bitch is for Rome."
She down. No, I just don't have the same amount of patience that I used to have.
As you shouldn't, though.
That's called growth. That's growth right there.
That ain't no goddamn growth.
You got too much life to live to be worried about what somebody else is doing. If they ain't got time for you, then fuck them.
Preach. Fuck them. Ooh. Tell y'all motherfuckers can't.
Ain't none of us shit.
Like, fuck your life.
I ain't gonna go that far. No, I have gone that far.
Mug could be dead in a damn ditch some damn way.
Fuck out of here.
Hell no, they'll be dead in the ditch because three hours later, could be.
3 hours later, they'll text back on the same conversation like ain't shit happened.
Be like, damn, that's crazy. Bitch, I will slit your throat.
The hell you mean that's crazy?
That joke would be like, bitch, you broke up the flow.
I had something else to tell you after I told you that.
Yeah, I didn't move.
It's like being in front of somebody and you having a whole conversation, and then they just sit there and they in their phone or paying attention to something else, and then they be like, "Oh yeah."
That's literally what I was going to say. That's the equivalent of we sitting here having a conversation and you just stop talking and walk the fuck off. And come back 2-3 hours later, like, yeah, I did that too.
Respect me enough to respond to me. If not, then you're dead.
If you got something to do, tell me. It don't take much to be like, I'll be right back. Or with BRB. Something.
Cold blooded, bro. Use a cold piece
That's
of work,
why
bro.
Text messaging is the worst form of communication.
Shit, I love that shit, bro.
I do too. Don't get me wrong.
Don't call me.
But not with people I give a fuck about. Like my mama, started texting me. Like, I wasn't about to read all that shit you just sent me. So what's up?
Because I'm not doing this. I don't want you to hear my voice today.
I got 3 minutes for you. I got 3 minutes. What's going on?
All this shit. We're good for today. All this came on once I became single. Then that's when it started happening.
I told you what that was about.
And that make a difference, though, because now your time is your time.
Because I literally used to complain when I would get a million text messages while I was out and stuff.
You've been conditioned, bruh.
Nigga, me and Sharonda got a system now. She texts me while I'm asleep at night the shit that I need to remember in the morning.
Stop playing.
He's dead ass.
Nigga, where my phone at?
Wake up with a
I'll show you. I'm going to read you. Hey, yo, exactly. Wait a minute. I'm going to read you. I'm going to read you what I woke up to this morning. All right. It's at 1:04 a.m. Don't forget to bring the clothes up. 1:28. Well, if you get them, do your socks and underwear or hang up the clothes so I ain't got to do it all. That's 1:28. 2:17, them noodles. Oh, that was the next day. Them noodles with shrimp was hitting.
That shit was good as hell.
But yo, I just wake up with instructions. It works. Fuck it. I don't be like, I used to get, I don't like it when she texts me angry stuff while I'm asleep. Don't do that.
I don't miss that.
I wake up.
You still do. We ain't divorced yet.
Hey, yo. You ever wake up to you bitch ass nigga? You ain't shit. You fuck ass nigga. I hope that your pajama pants fall down, bitch.
If it had been those words in my text, I would have went to jail that day.
I just be in the bathroom washing my face like, you bitch ass.
Mr. Ross, what happened? Like, Judge, read this text right here.
Like, look at my phone. You see that shit?
She called me a nigga. I heard.
All right.
It's different in that situation.
It's a line
crawl.
It's
different in
that
situation.
That's crazy.
Cold piece of work, bro. Cold piece of work.
You allowed the Mortal Kombat uppercut her upstairs if she called you that.
I need to get one of those little
you
those
can
little,
call your sister.
Those
she,
little buttons
she
and say, like, finish him. I just press it. I look at somebody and be like, finish him.
Joker standing there right there.
Right? The bobblehead.
Alright, hey y'all, I need y'all real opinion. I might ruin your podcast.
Look, we behind him this time.
Mark.
Wait, my why bad. Is his shot glass? Is it empty?
Because he did
he didn't want to be last this time.
Asshole.
So.
Glug, glug.
I ain't want to be, yeah, there you go. I ain't want to be the last one.
Glug, glug is crazy.
My
what
bad.
The hell is that?
Hey, look.
Skull.
So I really need y'all's opinion. I need y'all opinion on some shit.
All right, what you got?
Mainly just y'all two, not you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I might have an answer for you.
You have a big head if I say this. But listen, I think that every state should have a governing body.
All right.
that whenever the police get a domestic violence call, but the wife hit first, they just set up like a boxing match between the two, and we see who really bout it.
I'm with
her. Oh, shit.
But can't nobody get in trouble.
She thinks she could beat me up, so that's why she's ready to smile, but she don't want to do it on the podcast.
So, nobody can see my face.
So what you're saying is no charges to get filed by knocking the fuck out.
Yeah, because there's a referee there now.
I can do whatever I want to do to you.
No, it's not an MMA match.
You getting kicked in the balls.
This is not UFC.
Hold up. Is this sanctioned by somebody?
It's sanctioned. It's a governing body. It's a sanctioning body.
Mutual combat.
Like you gotta get a temporary license and everything.
Maybe we can get the spread on FanDuel or something. Yeah,
nigga, right. Wait. The Robinson fight. I want to see the Robinson fight so bad. Cause Ethel been talking shit, but Jim ain't about that shit. Jim not fucking with her. Jim gonna knock her.
But wait
the fuck
a minute.
Out.
Let's go back a little bit because you said that we can do whatever. In the ring, like what does that entail?
No, it's just a boxing match.
Okay, so I can box you.
Yeah, but I can box you back.
shouldn't it be like
because I'll whoop your ass.
Shouldn't it be like a negotiation on the combat though? Shouldn't it be a negotiation on the combat, the type of combat?
I mean, I feel like we should get, no, hell no, because I'm not grappling with her. You see these thighs? I'm not going there. I don't want no smoke. This is stand-up only.
I mean, you see striking. What I do with my hands, too, though. So, like, but the only thing that you're going to do is grab me because you was a wrestler.
That was against light-skinned girls. It's different.
No, I didn't did it to dark-skinned girls.
She gonna hit him with the skibbity pat.
It's a rope-a-dope. I'm gonna be fucked up.
Take this skibbity pat roof.
This nigga wanna have a wrestling match. Like, we on the
no,
fucking match.
No, because if it's wrestling, I'll win. I'm a better, much better wrestler.
That's what you want, and that's not what you
no,
gonna get.
No, I want it to be
me.
Fair, so we go hands.
That's how you got your ass whipped the last time.
No, I wasn't fighting back because there wasn't a referee there. The police was not on my side. I'm not about to fight for losing. The fuck, no matter how much I won that fight, I lost that fight.
Damn.
Police as in our mom / my knife.
Police as in the police. Nigga, y'all the man. It's the real police.
So. this is a nice wholesome podcast. We don't talk violence or nothing like that. Just you know.
But wait, no. So y'all agree with that though? That would be a good idea, right?
Why we on the side? I agree with it. I'm with it too.
I know you with it. That's the whole point of the conversation.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Oh, yeah,
so
to
you
know,
I ain't into all that.
You could be there.
Shit.
I mean, you'd be there.
I was hyped as fuck about this shit. Honestly,
check this shit out.
He said,
I can show you a good technique.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He said, babe, you like BJJ?
I will say my favorite emoji is a little heart emoji with your hands up. Somebody said, that's not a heart emoji, it's me choking.
I bet you did like
every
that.
Every time I see that shit, it make me laugh, bro. I can send it to a couple people.
Yeah, that. Sunset heart strangulation is crazy.
What the hell?
Sunset heart hands with a sunset heart strangulation. Oh, okay. It's the same motion. You just got turn it.
Y'all just went dark.
We dark.
She got a
obviously, we're dark people.
Whoa. Was that a light skin joke? Was that a light skin joke?
If it was a light skin joke, you the one that made it.
Nah, they said we dark. The light. I'm not even that dark. Yeah, you light skinned.
Oh
bro.
My god! Under this light, you're the same color as me. Under this light,
now I'm actually much lighter. That's
why he seemed like he was generally offended by that?
Because
they
be
calling me light skinned, and I'm not that light.
He
be doing the same thing.
What?
And you don't got a right to argue. I got a right to argue.
Y'all are the same color.
We not the same color. There's no way me and Mark is the same.
He said I was cardboard colored, though. I almost wanted to fight that dude, bro.
Yeah, you should have hit him or something.
Look at this shit.
That's
Some bullshit, man. Hey,
look. Hey, yo, the fucked up shit is that's my color.
we can end this dispute right now.
I can tell you that I'm not light skinned. I'm caramel macchiato.
Stop, bro.
I'm sticking to it. Caramel macchiato.
That's the best drink at Starbucks.
You damn right. When you go,
that's light skinned shit right
now. And I need a grande.
We'll fuck with Starbucks right now, though. Free Palestine.
Starbucks. I don't know more because I don't do caffeine no
Hell
more.
No, nah, I got a Keurig upstairs. I ain't paying $8 for some damn coffee.
Make a whole bunch of that shit at one time.
Mm-hmm. Gotta stand on business on that one, though.
Can I tell y'all a secret and the people that listen to your podcast? I be feeling like a little bitch putting decaf in my Keurig. I be like, nigga, what the fuck am I doing?
Your Keurig probably be like, dude, you doing this shit.
Why the hell you even put decaf? Like, what's the purpose?
I'm gonna tell your wife.
Sometimes I put a little decaf pot in and take it out and just put a tea one in. Like, if I'm gonna be a bitch, I'm gonna just be a bitch.
That's like saying you want to soda, you just drink a glass of water. Like,
yeah, that's like drinking the old dudes, bro.
Hey, y'all, I can never bring myself this old dude.
Drink a glass of water with some ice in it, so it got the little burn to it.
Yeah, the other day I put one of them little decaf pies in the Keurig and I just took that bitch out. Right, like, I'm not
have
even
you fucking
this up
to your therapist yet?
Was laughing at me.
That used to be the jam.
I feel
right
like
there,
she
dude.
Always laughs after all your right. sessions. That's why she wants you to come in on Fridays because
I'm her funniest client. What you mean? I guarantee you, she go through a week of bullshit, and then she meet me Friday at 12 and be like, "Oh God, thank God, the week is over."
I think I should be one too because his therapist tell him everything that I be telling him, but he don't listen to me.
Hey, look,
I shouldn't be no therapist. I'm gonna tell you some fucked up shit.
Because I know people that'll listen to somebody else and it be the same shit I already told them in multiple different ways. So. I agree.
I believe in context. So we're going to go with the context because the context is more important than the information in real life.
I got some context for
it. It ain't about what you heard. It's about who told you.
Putting decaf coffee in your Keurig is some bitch shit. You need to stop.
I'm about to just start drinking liquor.
Karen don't tell you that when y'all in sessions.
Nah, she thought that shit was funny. Because I told her
your
the way I told
Karen.
Y'all. No, her name is Erica.
Oh, I was going to say I had jokes for days for her.
Oh, stop playing.
No, her name is Erica.
Erica.
She's Erica. Mm-hmm.
With three R's.
Erica.
Now, look, you want to know why I like my therapist? Because, like, I went through, like, two sections. No, white helps. Because I scared the fuck out of her with my stories. But also because... The second session, like, I was just talking, and then I started cursing, and then I was like, my bad. And she was like, what do you mean? You express it yourself. And ever since then, we just be cussing. I'm like, all right, bet. We on the same page. You get it.
She can't wait to talk to you.
A white woman named Erica. You
she's
know
like,
she
what have happened in this nigga life? I'm like, yo, the nigga pulled a gun out. That shit was crazy. She like, that's fucked up. I said, bitch, it is. It's fucked up. That's crazy. Who the fuck he think I am? Never mind.
She gonna turn around and start telling you her problems. Watch.
I've been waiting. I'm trying. Then I'm gonna ask for $50.
I think Erica from the hood.
Because I be wondering what's going on. Nah, look. All right. Full disclosure. I'm nosy. So I be watching. When I first met this bitch, she had a beautiful ass ring on her finger. That shit not there no more. And she like kind of mentioned a little bit like, yo. Like, yeah, me and my husband kind of went through that. And then, like, magically that ring not there no more. I be wanting to ask, like, yo, you okay?
Yeah, you want to talk?
My nigga, you all right? My nigga, what the fuck is going on, bro? For real. Because I'm here if you need me. Like, you got me. I got you, bro. We family.
Why you got
point.
A receipt from Roanoke Pond sticking out your
nigga, what? Her office? No, she keep moving. She keep rearranging her office. I'm ADHD. I understand what that means. Bitch, you need some, like, what's going on with you, bro?
Hold on a minute. Just hold on the goddamn minute.
The last 3 weeks, I done walked in there. The office been different. Oh.
like Reese's
Where
house?
Where's my pillow at? You know, I always got a pillow on this chair. Why is it? This bitch acting weird.
So what you saying is, that's a sign of ADHD is moving shit around all the time.
Yeah, apparently. That's what she taught me, though. I don't know how true it is at this point now because I'm doubting my $100 a week.
Oh, shit.
Either that or it's a new year, new her.
Maybe. Maybe. Because, like, she doesn't wear, start or wearing different shoes. I like, oh, this bitch got some shoes for Christmas. That's crazy. I know, you know, I'm weird. I notice everything. I'm like, oh, this bitch got a new sweater. New sweater, bitch. I'm like, you tell him, girl. Period.
Damn, I ain't never know your ass was eight. What the hell is that shit?
ADHD.
There you go.
This motherfucker dyslexic as hell.
I mean, yeah, like, damn sure.
I am too, and it made me feel smart damn because sure. I knew how to fix
what
it.
What you say it was?
Nah, look, what happened was she was like, you could be a good candidate for ADHD. I was like, you think so? And she was like, yeah, I could see that.
Like,
I went home and started Googling.
Right now? Is that what you do?
Nah, she don't got that license. She can't give me no pills. So I was like, shit.
That nigga would have been high, stuck.
I'm already high. I'm high right now.
Till you find out. Till you find out. She like, yeah, I've been working on getting this license.
No, it made me understand Kanye when the nigga was like, superpower. I was like, superpower. I can't multitask for shit. That's my superpower.
That's a weird dude right there.
I don't know what my superpower is then.
Your superpower is...
I can multitask. I can do that.
I can multitask, but it's going to take me a while.
I can procrastinate like a motherfucker.
Nigga, I'm the king of that. What you mean?
I got a cape on.
I got several superpowers.
All right, give me a superpower right now.
One, I can take on any challenge and body that shit immediately.
Exactly.
I don't need no procrastination with that shit.
I got some plumbing that need to be done.
And I will figure that shit the fuck out. Don't get me twisted. The other superpower is that I could tell you some good shit and you could live by it and die by it and you'll be great until you die.
Okay. Mark. What's the superpower over there, dog?
Nigga.
Like, I can blend in.
Nigga said the beard. Oh,
man, let me see. Do I got any superpowers?
Hell no.
I'm one of them people that's pretty good at everything. Like I don't have one thing that I'm super good at, but I can. What is it? Jack of all trades. I can do a little bit of everything.
All right, give me a list. What you good at?
Shit, name.
What you decent at? Give me what you decent at. Not even good. Just decent.
I can't say that on
my You nasty. You nasty.
He said, just know the D in decent is capital.
What you call it? You nasty motor scooter.
Yeah, you nasty motor scooter, you.
But look, what does it say about me that I understand what you're talking about?
And nigga said, when I lay on my side, fire.
Single life,
nigga. Fire, nigga.
Hey, I make it happen, though, bro. Yeah, I think I'm one of them people that's just pretty good at everything, though, man. I don't think I'm great at one thing. I don't think there's many things that I can that I've tried that I can't do. But that's just my.
That's what makes us that's great. We're all great at more than one thing.
Yeah, that's it.
We should call this podcast the Jacks of All Trades.
Or the Jans, because.
Take that out in case it become a thing and people try to steal it.
What's up?
Market. I don't know. I'm just saying shit I hear in podcasts. I really don't know what they mean. What are they writing, a sticky note? What are you talking about?
Speaking of which, with this podcast, what we were supposed to be doing.
Oh, we are supposed to be doing some shit.
We
23 minutes in, ain't did shit.
We just freestyling now.
We is and not me is going to read some emails that came in.
That nigga rhymed the fuck out of that. I need a shot for that. That's crazy.
Okay, before I take
But
this
I think
shot.
We're going to take a shot before we do it. So, Mark, you a jack of all trades. That's what you're going with, right?
Yeah. All
right. Okay, what's your favorite shit to do? Before we take this shot, I'm going
to
read
this. Probably the gym. I'm active, man. I like doing active shit.
Do you be a personal trainer?
I could. That ain't hard. But the thing with that is, you know, people look at my body. I don't have a gym body, so ain't nobody gonna listen to me.
Cause you got them.
Yeah,
small,
yeah, I got dad
got
body.
Small,
I got dad
small
body.
Ankles.
I ain't got small ankles. I got long ass ankles. So get that shit right.
Long ass ankles.
That nigga said my calf long. Get off my leg. Get off my leg.
He got ankles like Squidward. Squidward.
Yeah, but on that, like, as far as like working out, training and stuff like that, I could do it. But, you know, they're going to take that little skinny, cut-up dude. You know, they're going to take his advice before they take my advice, not knowing that in my lifetime. I done lost over 100 pounds in my lifetime, but this dude, you know, he probably ain't never weighed no more than 160 pounds.
It's about content.
He don't know your struggle.
That's
I know
about
your
how
struggle.
Much I weigh.
So, yeah, me too.
160.
He said, me too. Me too. Mr. Me Too.
All right, before we can toast.
Oh, you want to read?
But before I take this one, then we're going to take this toast.
Yeah, we're going to take the shot real quick.
To actually do the podcast now.
So I can focus on what I'm reading.
It's been in the making for a long time. Long, long, long time.
Like 3 hours long. It's like. All right.
All right, so. Yeah, you can read the first one. You go and knock that shit out.
All right, the first email that we have up. All right.
I don't know why that induced laughter when you said that.
Okay. I'm not doing this down there.
Yeah, almost got a
but he really took it in the middle of the shot. I'm surprised right. You made it through that. That was crazy.
That was right. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
I said, what's up, big homie? Mm-hmm. My name is Melanie. I'm a 41-year-old female from Thaxton, Virginia.
Right, right.
I was put onto your podcast by a friend of mine and have managed to make it almost all the way through all of the available podcasts, and I love it. I mean, episodes, and I love it. Sorry, I'm drunk. Why is it as soon as somebody gets a higher position at work, all of a sudden they become extra as hell and think everybody's supposed to bow down to their feet like they can't catch these hands for being disrespectful?
All right.
I got the ratchet voice, so it works.
Okay. I heard all right. It.
All right.
There's a little neck snapping there.
Bitch.
Okay. All right. I know everyone has or does work with people like this, but you would think by now people would realize that that shit don't work like that. Anyway, I just need to get that off my tits so I won't smack fire out of somebody at my job, LOL. Love you, man.
Can I start this?
Go on, do it, bro. Go on.
Shoot
it. I'm about to play devil's advocate, though, because I've been that motherfucker that got promoted and, bitch, suck my dick.
Oh, damn.
Because I used to work with little fuck ass niggas, though. It was different. Little niggas that weren't working hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I got promoted and it was like, and I was like, nigga, I'll fire the shit out of you.
I don't think that's what she meant, though. I think she meant the ones that really
her people probably weren't as cool as me, so it's different.
Yeah.
This a topic that I'm thoroughly vested in. I understand completely.
All right, so give me some context. Context is the name of this. Can you name this episode bro. Context?
Shoot, son.
I don't know what I like the name.
Since you said son, then I'm going to go. So I don't agree with this because even though I didn't get promoted, I worked my ass off at whatever job I'm at. Mm. So you don't talk down to me or don't act like I can't catch you in the streets.
Facts.
I guess my problem with it is, well, my issue would be when people get promoted, that there was shit workers before they got promoted. You know what I'm saying? Some people just end up managers or whatever for whatever.
Yeah.
Because they applied for the job or whatever. But they was shit workers. You know what I'm saying? But then you want me to work harder than you ever worked. And it's like, nah, bro.
Big fat.
And that's true. And I've definitely been a victim of that. How the fuck you get this job? Because you ain't shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I think everybody.
You don't know what the fuck you doing. And it's like, how the hell?
Hey, you
asking me questions and shit.
You don't even know what your job is. You just doing the same shit that you was already doing, or doing less of the job that you was supposed to have. Because
you getting me to
doing.
Do it now.
Right.
It's like, how I ask
so
you
now
you're
making me do more work to make
you
look good.
What the answer is. What the fuck?
Yeah, I can kind of understand that.
That's stupid.
To the extent.
I understand that now. I was just talking shit at the beginning.
And I would catch him in the street.
Yeah, but if you work for that job and you earned that job, then, you know, That's one thing.
I would go ahead and get hired at the new job, where I would get treated better, and then I'll go back before my 2 weeks is up, and I'll fuck that bitch up for doing that.
So you giving? She can catch some hands.
So you giving 2 weeks?
I'm very.
She said 3 p.m. at the park, bitch. I'm gonna fuck you up.
I'm gonna give my 2 weeks notice, and then I'm gonna fuck this bitch up.
Nah, I can't. You better not clock I'll be honest. Tonight. When I worked at, I ain't gonna say the company name, but when I worked at a certain grocery store, I had an altercation with, like, I was the like grocery manager, and then I had a store manager above me. That nigga talked shit to me in the office one day. I told the nigga, I was like, yo, let's go outside. I did. I looked at this nigga, I was like, he a big ass, he probably like 6'4", big ass white dude. I looked at him, I was like, let's go outside. I'm gonna show you who really a man, nigga, cause you're not gonna keep talking to me like you crazy. So I definitely understand that, because I don't give a fuck who you is. Nigga,
I don't deal with disrespect too well.
Yeah, I told the nigga, I was like, yo, we can go outside. Yeah. God rest his soul, because he not living
see,
now.
See, me, if but, I get that mad, I ain't even going to give you that luxury. No. Because I'm going to forget, fuck work. It's a whole different thing once you go past that line. I don't give a fuck whether
that's an issue, too, right there. It's like people get a position and they forget how to talk to people. Like, it's you're not going to talk to me crazy because you're a manager.
Yeah, they let that position give them a false sense of security, bro.
Yeah, facts. And one thing, like me, like being a boss, because like last fucking 12, 14 years of my life, I've been like boss. I have employees and shit. And I always learn, like, these people, you don't just fucking treat people.
Yeah, you don't talk to people any kind
poorly.
Of way.
You know what I'm saying? They people. Yeah. And then the thing is that for real, if you want your company to run, you need these people.
Right.
Yeah.
These people are important.
And you can't expect them to give you 100% if you treat them like shit. It don't work like that.
Exactly. So
and
therefore,
then if you above the person that got the promotion that's acting like that, like now you got to look at them like you killing all of these people off. Because you getting too antsy with your position.
And you bad for the bottom line.
Yeah.
You're not making no money no company in the world can make money without the employees.
Right.
So if you start running niggas off, nigga, we can't make money with you. You're not letting me keep employees to fucking be able to get the customers to be able to get the money. The point is to get the money. And if you can't handle the people, fuck out of here.
Bottom line, I agree with Mel that people act like it. Like I said, and like she said, we've all experienced it.
But you also should threaten that. But you also should threaten that bitch with the hands.
Yeah.
I'll fuck you up, nigga.
Just, if you want to keep the job.
Neither one of us is nobody important. I'll beat your ass.
Yeah, if you want to keep the job, just specify
so
after work, after
shit
we clock
in
out.
In case it
bitch,
don't
I'll
have to
fuck
happen.
Fuck you up. It should always be on the table that I'll fuck you up. That's always on the table.
Y'all about to lose
at any point, at any time.
That shit over and over.
Fuck out of here. Everybody I ever worked with, no, it was always on the table that I beat your ass, nigga. You better watch your mouth, cause if not, but that's how you know, feel me? Like you gotta have confidence in yourself enough to know that you're not gonna talk to me any kind of way.
Yeah, I'm a grown ass man.
I'm a grown ass man, bro.
Yeah, like I said,
you got me fucked up if you think you're gonna talk to me crazy.
Give them a false sense of security that can't nothing happen to you. It's like everybody don't think like you do.
It might not happen to you inside this building, but it's gonna happen to you outside.
Nigga, fuck you up. You got me
shit
fucked up.
Depending on what happened, it might happen in the building.
I might throw this table at you. You don't know.
Take the Sub-Zero, AKA on that one, because once I done got mad enough at you to the point where I'm ready to put hands on you, fuck you and this job.
Yeah.
And I done been there too.
If you gonna fire me, I'm gonna make it worth it. Fuck it.
I done been there too.
Y'all better record this shit. You might go viral. Watch this.
You gonna go viral because I'm gonna take some shit out on you.
Nah, I feel like everybody done been there. To the point where you like, fuck you and this job, nigga. I'm going to whoop your ass.
Yeah, when you speaking to me, you better speak with respect, because I don't give a fuck what your
title is.
Because
everybody deserves respect.
Yeah, I'm going to respect you. Yes, sir.
I feel like
no,
so
man,
many people like judge people by what they think about them.
Yeah. Or
I can speak to you the way that I speak to you, but like I don't take no judgments. Yeah. I don't pass no judgments.
Right.
So I'm going to always speak to everybody with the utmost respect.
Chances are, if I flip out on you, you going to catch shit that ain't got nothing to do with you. So while I'm stomping you in the face, you're going to hear me mumble some shit that ain't got shit to do with you.
I was about to make a joke and say a name, and I'm not going to do it.
I'm the same goddamn one. Oh, so, shit. Yeah. Wait, you talking about me?
No, I was. Okay. No, oh. I thought you was kept picking up what I was putting down.
Oh no, I didn't know. he thought you.
I gotta bring it back up though. All right, there we go. All right, so who gonna read this next one?
It's a long ass paragraph.
Yeah, it's long as shit. That's why I ain't reading it. That's why I say who gonna read it.
So hey, what y'all think about Taylor Swift?
That shit getting annoying, bro.
Who the fuck cares?
That shit getting annoying, man.
Thank you.
That bitch is the only reason that fucking Lamar Jackson fluked the way that he did. Like, we should be in a fucking Super Bowl. Ooh.
No, it was three decisions in that game that fucked that game up for Lamar. We can't give that to Taylor.
Man, and all of the decisions was based off of this little... No booty having ass bitch.
She fucking don't got twerking no butt.
Around. What annoys me
and
is
she
like
she fucked up her own fucking tour, so she fucking up mine. Sorry.
What pisses me off about the whole? Like
I need to say
what
cigarette.
Irks me about the whole situation is like you think that you get more female viewership or whatever the hell it is because you keep. You know, boosting her up and showing her face all the damn time. Females watch. Well, women. I'm sorry. I just learned recently that calling women females is not a good thing.
Oh, yeah, that's supposed to not be good now. Yeah, we're not allowed to call them females no more.
Yeah.
Who was supposed to call them?
Bitches, apparently, at this point.
Women, ladies, I don't know. They don't like females.
Ain't that what female means?
Tricks.
That's what it means to me.
Sluts.
That's what it mean to me.
I'm throwing names out there.
It's a TikTok and everything. It's like... Let's say men that call women females didn't like their mother or hate must hate their mother or some shit like this. Like, bitch, I love my mama.
I love my mama. Like, my mama was a female.
That is weird as hell.
Yeah. It's an option on a form. Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, but they think they building the viewership.
It's like men getting mad like, you don't can't call me a male.
Yeah, you can't call me a male no more. Call me, I don't even know. This is stupid shit.
I'm going to call you a unicorn. It's you not, fucking word that I'm not supposed to say to make on the internet.
I guess they're trying to make it the same as calling somebody a boy. Like calling somebody, you know, a man a boy.
But what the fuck is wrong with that? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand what's wrong
with
it. Well,
I mean, you call a black man a boy. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah.
That could be a little... Hey. Yeah, that could be a little bit...
It depends on the context of it, too.
Yeah.
But even with that, I don't understand not... being able to call a woman a female.
Look, you don't even call me.
It's literally what it is.
That don't make sense.
You see how you just self-corrected yourself right there?
Female. I mean, I see, I'm a male. But I'm
a female woman.
I don't understand.
You're
like,
a male man.
How did that become derogatory? Like, I don't
understand
it.
How it became a problem for the just it be two
a,
of them.
It became a problem like when everybody has pronouns and all them shit.
It's girls and it's
boys. Like, they breaking that shit down to
like, he's had a baby. These shoot babies.
What
in the
sad
people.
Ass dysfunctional creature came up with that shit, sitting at home mad at somebody.
The same motherfucker that came up don't with this shit calling each other by their pronouns and all that shit.
You do know that y'all niggas is retarded.
Let me just say, I can understand
him, her.
I can understand the pronouns better than I can understand that shit.
Is you a man or is you a woman?
True.
Is you a he or you a she, motherfucker? That's all I need to know.
I don't understand
like, no
why it's a problem
you,
to be either or.
How you look or
no,
what
was you
members
born?
You got.
When was you born
Are
now?
You a woman now?
No.
Or are you a man now?
Yeah.
You could be a
woman. Like, it don't even got to
be
what
woman,
you was born as.
You
could
be a woman
like, well, what do you refer
titties.
To yourself as?
So how long do y'all
like,
think
you
can
refer to yourself as
before being called
woman,
human.
But just pick one.
Right.
Just pick one.
I think that's already
woman. I'll call you whatever the fuck you want me to call you.
But
you want to be a man
but
now?
But I'm not about to go into the conversation like, how you doing?
Yeah.
And don't say shit to me when I
say
yes,
nothing,
ma'am,
like,
bitch, because I'll punch
doing?
The shit out of you.
Like, you just...
Bruh, if you got a full-ass
tell
beard,
me what the fuck you
facial
are.
Hair and all that shit.
Sir.
What's
yes,
up,
sir.
Man?
What's
how you doing,
bro?
Sir?
If you dress like a fucking female, you're
a
her.
I don't give a fuck if you got a dress on, if you got a beard, you're a man.
I don't give a fuck what you fucking, you're a her. If you dress like a fucking man, you're a him until you...
dress otherwise.
Tell me otherwise. I'm not about to.
But
I'm not.
Because in real life,
female
the real
or male
niggas,
out of
like,
the fucking question.
We'll accept you for whatever you claim you are. But like all these options is not on the table.
It's too
like,
many
nigga,
fucking
you
options.
A man or a woman?
You know how?
Just tell me which one I'm supposed
to address.
You know
how much longer
the real problem is
doctor forms is gonna be now because there's so many more options for you.
The
to
first
pick.
Phase is just gonna be options of gender.
But
like
you're
an alien, you're a cat.
But now you can't even be female no more if you're a woman. So
the real problem is the people that think like that. They if you say like. If you was a man that saw himself as a woman, if I called you a man, you're going to get all pissed off at me because I'm looking at you as a man. But I don't know that you view yourself as a woman.
Yeah,
so
you
tell me you view yourself
you
as
a vagina.
Unless you wear a fucking shit across your shirt that tell me, like,
that's not my pronoun.
You can't
so then they all need
to
wear
know.
Name tags.
You can't expect
that's
people
way too
to
much
know.
Like Auschwitz. We don't need to do that.
They need name tags.
So they should just shut up.
So how long do y'all think it's going to be before it's derogatory to call somebody human then?
I think that before we get there, it's going to be like a nuclear war, and then we're not going to give a fuck about none of this shit. We just trying to.
I'm thinking 2025.
I didn't. Me hoping yet.
I'm thinking yesterday, but.
That shit's
I mean,
crazy.
Probably. I'm not
all
in touch
shit.
With everybody, so I don't know. But
that's what happened when you let people get away with shit and you don't put them in check. They just keep coming up with more shit and everybody agree to it. And then,
but if you want me to be
and
honest,
don't nobody
want to
be
you. You can
relate. So they just letting it happen.
Well,
like,
a perfect example
going
of people
too
doing that
now.
Is you got. And y'all know I really don't do politics, but some of the shit is kind of funny. It's like, that's
hilarious.
What your ass get. But that's just like the states that at first decided that they were going to, what are they called? The states where they letting immigrants go to freely.
Sanctuary states.
Yeah. So at first it was like, yeah, we sanctuary states. We let everybody in.
And it was like, never
now
mind.
Now them same motherfuckers complaining like, it's too many people here.
Well,
we don't want to be a
ass.
Sanctuary state no more. Nah, motherfucker. You opened the door. You said they could come in freely. Now they're here. Now you got that problem you can't get out of. Same thing.
Because Virginia was like, nah, son.
And Virginia was like, nah, we good.
Nah, son. We don't want
like
them
a door over there, bro.
Hey, hit that window. Hit that window for me. Good luck.
Roll that window up.
I'm not even fucking with none of these niggas. I'm not doing none of this.
That's crazy. That's the first time I ever heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just heard that today about the fact
that women were upset.
But the women that be upset about this, if I'm being honest, and no disrespect to no women, but like, you just trying to get people to look at what you're saying.
You just want
to
be upset about something.
Yeah, you just want to be upset about
something. You
want to
be heard
because,
about something.
Because nowadays, and it's funny that we're making a whole podcast, but the whole point nowadays is you want attention. You're just trying to get attention for some shit. So you're going to say some shit that somebody going to go,
right.
Well, what'd she say? And they're going to click on it.
Everybody looking for a reason to be offended, man.
Clickbait.
Yeah, it's clickbait. You just want somebody to, and then you probably got your butt out while you talk about the fact that don't call me a female, but look at my butt.
It's just like I said before about race. Generally, is never the person of that race that's complaining about something.
Fact.
It's somebody
white people
else complaining
love
on
being
their
mad
behalf.
About black topics.
Oh, they do.
White people love being offended on our behalf. Bitch, we don't give a fuck about that. We don't care at all. The shit that y'all like, I rode through downtown one day and I saw a Free Palestine rally, but it was all white people. And I'm like, y'all not even Palestinian. What are you talking about right now?
No.
Why do you care? When is your rent due? I bet you live with your mama. You gotta live with your mama because you ain't got no job because you out here at 12:38 p.m. and you is holding a sign. You fucking unemployed, bitch. Get out my face. That's why I don't give homeless people money. The people with the on the corners with the signs help me. Nigga, Koga can help you as you stand in front of. I got an open hire on Wednesday.
That looked popular. I'm jumping on that bandwagon. That's what today's culture is.
Is what? Just begging for shit and not actually doing shit?
Yeah, them
panhandlers. I'm complaining, but I don't believe it.
Yeah, because I got a thing. It's a thing with me. Don't complain about something that you're not going to try to fix.
Right.
If I'm standing outside and I'm holding up money because I'm trying to get enough money, I need enough money to buy this suit to go to this interview. Then, all right, I'll hold up my sign. But you just holding up a fucking sign just to say, give me some money because I don't got nothing. Bitch, go get something. Nigga, the rest of us did.
Yeah,
you think this shit was easy? Like, nigga, just because we went to school, like, you went to school too, motherfucker. What you mean?
Yeah,
you in the same country that I'm in.
Yeah, you better off catching me outside of 7-Eleven to ask me buy you something to eat than ask me for money.
Nigga,
yeah,
what? Because I'm not giving you shit.
Because I don't know what you're going
to
do with that
and
money.
And don't run up to my car. Alcohol, you might get shot. Yeah, you scared the fuck out of me.
Don't run up to the car, dog. Yeah.
An old lady ran up to my car one day. I was in Southeast.
Y'all see my hoodie?
Boy, that lady almost got loaded up. I was like, oh, shit. Don't do that.
So... we gonna say.
Wait, I broke the rule. Mel, I gotta go pee.
Nah, bro, we got you. We got you. We gonna say with Mel. I agree. I agree with exactly
light
what
skin,
she's saying.
Light skin jokers always gotta pee on them. Little light joker.
Tiny bladder. Oh, thimble bladder. But we gonna agree with Mel. Like, I agree with that 100%. People. There's a lot of people that get any kind of promotion, and then there's a brand new person you're dealing with. All of a sudden, they know everything. Everything should be done the way they say, even though they don't know how to do the shit themselves. Like I said, plenty of experience with that. And
yeah,
if you're offended by that shit,
that
fuck
too.
You too.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah. Hard. Mm. Backwards in a field of cactuses.
Sub-zero. Jesus. Tell them.
With no Vaseline.
Cold piece of work, bro. Tell
AKA
them.
Ice Cube.
That got dark.
There you go. Sub-Zero Ice Cube. I like that.
No, man. I just very, very little patience with certain stuff. I'm just, I don't know what it is.
You know, on that gender thing, man, I seen something earlier on Facebook. It was a video. I think it was Erica Mena or whatever her name is. She on one of them Love and Hip Hops or whatever. I think it's Atlanta. And the video is about her, like, she on the phone call, and she get a phone call. I guess it's from a lawyer or something.
Right.
And they telling her that her divorce is final. And she all happy, ecstatic. And
is that the one where she found out she wouldn't get no money?
Yeah. But see, if you listen to it, when she's like, oh, I'm finally divorced, this, that, and the other. And then she's like, what about the child support? And then whatever they told her, she's like, that's it. So she was getting some child support.
Yeah.
It's just not what she wanted.
She thought she was just about to come up.
Yeah, it just wasn't what she thought it was going to be. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
why I don't watch Ratchet TV.
I don't either.
Yeah, but that's like, they need to do something about that, man. Like, a lot of these women are, you know, coming up, you know, 20,000.
Like you said, yeah, females. 20,000
for child support. You know what I mean? It's like, well, so you don't have to work no more.
Child support is there's one state, and I wish I would have wrote this shit down so I remember. So there is apparently, don't quote me on this, but apparently there is one state that made it so now child support in that state, or maybe it's just a county in that state, I'm not sure, but now child support works like EBT does, and it can only be spent on certain things.
Mm.
And it's in the form of a card versus cash or a check or something. So it can't be spent on nails and hair and shit like that. Like,
right.
It can literally
on your shit, your
only
bills.
Be sent on, spent on certain shit. Not
all
even bills.
All of it should be like that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
It's not. Is it like that in Virginia? I don't know.
It's not
I don't
like
know
it
what
in
my
Virginia.
Baby mama can do with her child support money.
Anything.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Anything.
For real.
It's not,
I never really
but this
it.
Her photo shoot.
This is something that I say.
Stop playing.
The only people, just like everything else, the only people that's gonna have a problem with that if Virginia ever does it, is the people that wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing with their money in the first place.
Right.
It's the only people that's gonna have a problem with it. So
people that's trying to come up off of.
Yeah, yeah. Using it to help pay for their lifestyle that they created,
yeah,
on
so that
own.
They don't have to work and all that, yeah.
So if that ever come across, I'm absolutely with that. I'm not just saying that for me. I don't really have an issue with it, but at the same time, I can see where some people take that money and do whatever, and it barely helps the child themselves.
I'm pretty sure that, well, I know for a fact that my child support money just funds my son's mom's life because my son lived with me.
Oh, damn.
So, see, there you go.
So,
my point is,
it's been
money.
Like that for like the last, what,
12 years?
So, my point is, what happens if you regulate?
He's been living with us for the
he
last
been living
five.
With us for like 5 years.
So what
I
happens?
Just never made the waves to go to court and be like, bitch, stop taking my money.
What
so
happens if
it's
regulated
and the crazy thing
when
is,
that money can only
is,
be spent on a certain
that's probably
thing.
Not the, it's probably the norm. You know what I'm saying?
That's but probably, also, my son could go to the school that he go to.
Right.
And if he was, like, registered with us, he'd be going to Fleming.
Right.
And he don't go to Fleming. He go to Hidden Valley. You know what I'm saying? So he out in the county. So
that's what I'm saying. Imagine if, imagine if it's regulated with
that's almost
that
worth
money
it
that you're paying out.
It's worth it.
If it's regulated with that money, could be spent
on. I
want
to send them there from where I live at.
Right, right, right. So,
like, if that money worked like an EBT card, and it can only be spent on certain things,
that
period.
That would be amazing.
That would change
laugh,
a lot of
I
shit.
I laugh to myself in my car all the time.
Yeah.
But I never really thought about
that. And let's make this clear, just in case. So if there's females listening or women listening, let's make this clear. That's
y'all
not
females
saying that female those female of us that pay child support have a problem with paying it.
Female.
The problem becomes, where is that money going that's supposed to be quote-unquote child support? Like, what are you actually doing with it? And your rent and your electric bill and phone bill and shit, that's not part of it.
Yeah, that shouldn't be the man's responsibility.
Yeah.
It should be the food and the clothes. And
it should literally
that you should be paying to take care of this child.
If you want me to be
you're
honest,
paying child support for.
The amount of child support that I pay is one pair of shoes for that nigga. So I don't be tripping.
Right.
Cause that shit was from 12 years ago. It never got adjusted or nothing.
Yeah,
but like that.
The point being though, is that what that money's going to?
Fuck
is he
no
getting a new pair of shoes every time you hand over that child support
he ain't
money?
He seen his mom's in a month. All
right, so there you go. So that means
my bad. I'm not supposed to. You gotta take this out.
At that point, it's not child support. It's support, but it's not child support.
It's support her
it's
three other kids.
It's ex support. That's what
it's gas for her to go pick that nigga up to take him to fucking CC's for a couple of hours
and then bring him back to
our house.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I ain't never made the waves, but I got money to get a lawyer and all that shit. I fuck that bitch life up and I don't wanna do that.
Yeah, well, I mean,
she got another one on the way.
That's what I'm saying, though.
She got three fucking kids. No, she got three fucking kids that she can get child support.
Hey, yo,
from
fact,
this
she about to get a big check from
she
that.
Don't
nigga.
Need
oh,
you
she don't
she
need
don't
my
need
check.
Your money no more.
Oh, but that's what I'm saying. Some of us don't have a problem with.
Let that nigga pay.
Some of us don't have a problem with.
And I'm gonna find that nigga on my taxes.
Like this, to me, I'll speak for just me. As a matter of fact. To me, paying it is not a problem. They still my kids. If they ain't with me, that's fine, but they still mine. So paying it ain't a problem. Problem becomes, what are you doing with it? Like, are my kids benefiting from everything I send to you as child support, or are you doing extra shit because this is extra money to you versus what you should be doing? That's my point.
You want to know... My baby mom's mom told me this walking out of the courtroom the day when I got put on fucking child support. My son was like two. And her mom hugged me and she looked at me and she said, don't do nothing extra for him. His grandma told me
damn
this. She said, don't give her nothing extra. That's ridiculous that she made you go through this. Don't do nothing extra for him. I didn't listen to her at all.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Some people.
But the sentiment from another woman, not female, but
family,
woman,
family, family woman on top of that.
Was that she understood that was fucked up.
Yeah.
And I understood what she said, but now at the point where we at now, she understood that, like, you know, I'm not going to do that.
It just to make
none
it clear, like I said.
None of my baby mamas got me on child support.
Wow.
Wow. None of mine either.
I'd like to agree
wow
with you, but. We on the island on this one, bro.
I got a question, bros, though, since we got a lady on the podcast right now.
Female?
Oh, my God.
Nah, she a lady.
I'm a female.
Get her.
Nah, but I guess it's not a good question because she's been, y'all married, what, five, six
seven
years?
7 years.
So it's probably not a good question to ask you. You know, the TikToks and all this stuff going around about what's the proper date to take a woman on.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear your take on this.
Bruh.
You see the TikToks where the girls, where the ladies are met. Wait, it's a whole list of places that they don't want to go on the first date.
You ever
date
seen it?
On the first date?
Pull it
yeah
out.
It's like Cheesecake Factory, which blew my fucking mind. I don't remember the other one.
I don't know. Cheesecake
Factory is crazy because Cheesecake Factory is flat.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would be a good person to ask whether I was married or not because I'm simple as fuck.
Yeah. We never had a first date.
What?
So I'm thinking.
Y'all just got married? What the hell?
No. Our first date was he pulled up to my house.
Hey, look, I got
while
you.
I was,
I'm Jamie pulled up from to Joe Rogan's podcast.
So did you find it?
I'm Jamie from Joe Rogan's podcast, bro. Yeah, well, this I don't know if this is the same one.
Okay, young J-Mo. Nah, that's good. That's good. Oh.
Can you squat?
Hit that you seven more.
That, I can't see that shit, bro. You know what, bro.
Goddamn old ass.
Hey, I'm old as hell, bro. All
right, I read any fast food chain. That's
I can get the fast food chains, but Cheesecake Factory.
What is IHOP is crazy.
What is fast food chains restaurant start, though?
I mean, anywhere that you can leave a damn tip is dateable to me.
Like, facts.
Well, shit, I go.
If we can sit down and a bitch gonna come bring us our drinks, then right. We.
I go to the little hood store down here and get wings. She got a tip jar sitting on the counter, so.
Nah, that's you.
I got a tip jar in my damn living room. Yeah. All right,
so first one on this list after any fast food chain is IHOP.
I think IHOP.
IHOP.
No, I wouldn't
IHOP,
take a bitch
so
on IHOP.
I don't want to go to no IHOP.
From hours?
Yeah.
I'm not dating a bitch like at breakfast.
Well, see, we work third shift, so sometimes we got to do what we can do.
Y'all night bros.
So IHOP ain't great, but it ain't
it's
bad.
Context, though. Yeah, let's go get breakfast. Where the fuck you going to go? At 8 o'clock? And that's 7, safe. 8 o'clock in the morning.
And that's safe. If I ask you to IHOP, I'm not trying to fuck you. We just going to breakfast. That's, you know what I'm saying?
I might fuck a bitch.
I would, but I'm just saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not screaming. Yeah, that's not screaming. I'm not going to buy you a big steak omelet and expect you to drop your panties on that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're going to drop them just to take a shit.
I'll
get out of there within 2 hours.
That's a big steak omelet, bro. I ain't going to buy you no pancakes.
But I mean, like, shit. I took your ass to Frankie Rollins and spend $200. You, we doing something.
All right, big dog. All
right, so the next one is crazy.
The movies is trash because that's a definite good date.
Yep. Well, movies is trash.
That's a staple
to me.
Date.
Movies. Well,
I got
to me,
that's a test. That's a test run date.
That movies is when you've already established a relationship. If you go to we're not talking about nothing. I'm not learning nothing from you. You're not learning nothing from me.
No. Because the movies, you get whispers now. All of a sudden, the only way I can talk to you is by leaning in real close and touching you.
We different on that one.
Because
I can learn some shit about you. Is this motherfucker going to ask me questions through the same fucking movie?
Yeah,
because
if you talk to
the
movie.
Or start yelling at the screen. Yeah. Oh, my God. No. That would be crazy.
For me, movies is more of a third, fourth date. That's not a first date. First, second date, I'm trying to get to know you, talking and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? We ain't get to know each other doing that.
All right, so the next one is a buffet.
Yeah, that's wild.
Oh, yeah,
don't take a bitch to a buffet.
I agree with him on that one.
Unless it's a seafood buffet, or you might get away with it.
We already established that
we comfortable. We smashed last night.
Yeah, because after that, normal females, after a couple of dates, then they'll be comfortable with eating around the person that they date.
Right, right.
Because other bitches, they be finicky. They act like they don't eat that much.
Eating salads and shit.
Yeah, like a buffet is where it's at on this list. That's the fourth date. Like, all
right, so the next one on this list is coffee date.
Now, I think that a coffee date is a perfect date.
Yes. Yeah, because that's especially
it's
the first
quiet.
Date.
You
ain't spending too much
money. Like you said, we not eating.
That's a safe
we
day.
Yeah. It's a conversation.
You can't have behind that.
I used to always have business meetings at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have a little table. You might have your laptop, whatever you working on or whatever. Right. But it's forcing us to have a conversation right now.
And
then the
exactly
whole point of us
be
being
doing.
Here is for us to have a conversation.
You
so I don't agree with coffee dates at all.
And that's,
I think that's the
a
perfect
safe
date.
Because like I said, it's going to more than likely take place during the
15
day.
Minutes. Is and then if we want to extend this longer, we can extend it longer. But right now, this
then
initial conversation is 10
you can't hide behind that neither. It's just you
and
the coffee.
Yeah, your cup is
just fucking
you
can't hide behind.
You better talk.
You can't spend $100 and impress nobody off of coffee.
And if you're sitting somewhere drinking coffee, you at a small ass table.
And I got $27, bitch. Right. So what you want to drink?
Right.
What you want? You want the grande macchiato with the extra caramel?
Got together. Yeah. A family function.
You want a scone or what? I got you.
Oh, you want the little ham and cheese roll up, bitch? You can have it.
The next one on this list is family function.
Nah, yeah, that's wild.
Nah,
family
that's
function
how
is.
That's how me and you first met. First got together.
But that's first date.
Well, yeah,
we're
technically,
about
your shit wasn't
first
family.
We're talking about a planned date. I wouldn't do that because my family is a whole different family, dog.
We are different.
You got to work out for
like,
that.
Like, nigga, you in or you out? The fuck?
I had to pull up and meet everybody first before I could even take you out the house.
What's the next one? Olive Garden?
So the next one is Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wild Wings.
That's a good date.
Yeah, I'd be
no,
Wild Wings.
No, because it'd be too loud in there. It'd be
not
too
if you go
tight.
To the right one.
Yeah, you got to find the one that ain't near the hood.
I done had some good first dates at B-Dubs.
Don't go on Sundays during football season.
Nah, hell nah. Definitely not football season.
Nah. You go on a Thursday. Oh, Wednesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah. That's how you know. That's how you know you got you a good working girl. Yeah, yeah. Girl, when you off, I'm off on Tuesday, bitch. We can go to B-Dubs
on
Tuesday.
On the
it ain't nobody in that bitch.
I don't see nothing wrong with Wild Wings because you got all the elements of whatever you want there. If you don't go when it's gonna be fucking 500 people there, then you can have
it's a good spot.
It ain't great, but it's
you get you a high top table. High top tables promote conversation. That's why they make them like that. All of that shit.
Facts. I ain't even thinking about that.
Let's keep in mind, this is a first date.
Yeah. It's a first date. The whole point is for me and you to talk.
Yeah, to get to know each other. I need a can of paint.
I'm about to ask you some wild ass questions right now because I'm high and I'm curious.
Oh,
what's up?
And there's only
what's
so much.
What's your favorite color, bitch?
It's so only so much impression.
Take the bitch out.
Impressions
what's
that
your
you can
favorite
do on
color?
Too.
Female.
What's your favorite color, female?
What we got next? Wingstop? Nah, I don't think Wingstop.
Nah, next.
Nah,
we don't
Garden.
Got a wing.
Where you at?
The next one is Olive Garden. What you?
Oh, damn.
Olive Garden's not a good first date.
I was skipping. Olive Garden.
It's too quiet in Olive Garden. Don't nobody get loud in Olive Garden.
I would do it if she wants some pasta or some shit like
but
that.
But I feel like you need adversity on her first date.
I think it would be good if you'd have had conversations already and y'all like wine and
drinks. I feel
like
Olive Garden, that shouldn't be a first one.
Because it's too much pasta. You mean bloated? Yeah. What if y'all want to have sex? You can't have sex after eating pasta.
Yeah, that's a lot of garlic
I
and
rock
shit
with
on
it.
You
can
be fucking like this.
I don't rock with
you got cramp. You can't fuck when you got cramp.
So the next one on this list is Wingstop.
Yeah, Wingstop is a no.
I've
never been to Wingstop. So.
Wingstop is more like a, it's like a fast food.
It's like a fast food wings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that should go with that. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so the next one is Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory is amazing. I don't understand why that's on this
list. The first Cheesecake Factory I went to had a valet parking, bro. What the hell?
Every Cheesecake Factory got a valet parking, don't they?
I don't know.
I don't know. I only been to one, and the only time that I went was for a luncheon, and it wasn't a date, so...
I went to one in Georgia,
then I went to one in
it was some work shit, so
I think if you I think you being way too extra if Cheesecake Factory ain't good enough for
you. Yeah, you
ice cream my bad.
I was just saying, as the only female on this podcast right now, like I don't give a fuck. We can go wherever you wanna go.
that's what's up
right there.
It's whatever I'm feeling like eating at the time.
So
like,
the next one is ice cream date.
That's a fire ass date. Yeah, I don't understand.
Cause you can go on the walk.
I put
do
ice
all
cream
kinds of
date
shit with that.
Up there where I put coffee date. Yeah, this is basically the same shit.
It's a quick thing, and then the rest is up to y'all.
Yeah.
Plus,
you can I see think what that mouth do. I think that.
Oh, you nasty motor scooter.
Ain't nothing better than that cold mouth. That cold mouth hit different.
Yeah.
This is fucking Christ food.
Sitting there staring at just one more lead. That's all I need. So the next one is Chipotle.
I fuck with Chipotle. That's not a date. You eat Chipotle after y'all done got settled in and y'all eat that shit in the living room.
I love some Chipotle, but that's not a date.
You eat Chipotle
by yourself in the car, sad a little bit.
Yeah.
Because that car ride home, bro, if y'all riding together.
Somebody beatbox.
just like the family function, you gonna hear some things. All right, so the next one is Red Lobster.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah,
Red Lobster is not cheap.
Yeah, yeah, I would rock with Red Lobster that too. Anyway, so
but it's not cheap though. Red Lobster is a very
I wouldn't be impressed for somebody to take me to Red Lobster. Yeah,
it's not an anniversary, but it's a first date.
Keep in mind, it's a first date.
That's impressive. I wouldn't be impressed.
Nigga, take you to Red Lobster, tell you can get all the eat shrimp, bitch. Eat the shrimp.
The cheddar biscuits.
You want the cheddar biscuits?
And
hey,
I would get some more.
I'll
bust down the biscuits before I even order off the fucking menu, because I don't like.
Slow down on the lobster tails. It's a first date.
Yeah. I don't care. Like, that's too much. Like, right, so the next if you can't afford it, don't do it.
I can already see an issue with the next one. And I think I'm going to be alone on my opinion.
No, I feel like we're about to agree. Exactly where
but the next one is your house.
That's the best first date you can have.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it can be, but yeah.
Either that or it could be the worst.
I'm going to tell you like this, though.
I got the highest success rate with the first date being at my house.
I know that's the thing right there. Look, that's what you're saying right there. Because if you go to my house on the first date, you don't know me from a can of paint. Bruh, we know what's going on.
You don't know the person that you bring into your house. Then now you got to worry about this motherfucker knowing where you live.
That's true.
And
but most men are going to take that chance.
It's context.
Yeah, we're going to take that.
It's context. It's definitely context. Because from her context, that shit is different. From our context, bitch, come over here. What you going to do to me?
Okay, so.
And from her context, what you going to do to me?
Here's the thing.
No, what you want me to
do? Here's the thing. If I could get away with it every time, you would be at my house every time.
Every time. Why not?
I prefer not, but I'll roll with it.
All right, then give me your side.
Because for me, if you come to my house right off top, I'm automatically thinking, all right, I'm not the first one you did this with. You damn right.
That's a whole talking right there.
Yeah, this ain't the first time you did this in my mind.
It ain't about being the first one. It's about being the last one.
I ain't that damn cute. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm automatically thinking you might be a little bit of a little bit too open for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a little too loose in the caboose for me. Right, so I'm gonna hit the caboose, but
he said, but it might be the only time.
Like, you might not be relationship worthy, but
I'm
gonna
hit it with the skibbity pat.
Yeah, the skibbity pat.
I like the skibbity pat. All right, here's my excuse though.
You just cheat, nigga.
No, it's not even that, because if you come into my house and you actually go eat, I'll cook for you and I'll cook good shit for you. I ain't got no problem with that. My thing is, if I'm just meeting you, I'm trying to get to know you. So if I got the opportunity to get to know you with no distractions versus going to a restaurant or something with plenty of distractions,
were you worried about
I'm gonna choose
everything
my house
around
every
you.
Time.
See, that cooking and all that stuff, that's relationship shit for me. Like, if we cooking together, we in a relationship. We already there.
$200 at a restaurant for you, bro.
That's big true. Facts.
I spend $50 at Kroger.
I agree.
Cook
with
you
that.
A steak and shrimp and everything before.
Even though I wouldn't do it, I agree with
but
you.
But I can't. Saying. But I couldn't imagine like cooking one of the meals that like I cook at our house for a bitch that don't appreciate it. I want to murder that bitch.
But another thing too, like
you didn't like that baked ziti, bitch.
That nigga stupid.
So you got a second plate since you ain't like it.
But it was nasty enough to not call me bitch.
Here's where I am with that.
I'd be upset.
If I cook for you.
That's love.
Because I'm doing the same thing you doing. I'm trying to figure out.
It's cooked with love.
I'm trying to figure out whether I want to fuck with you.
You could take the
if
wit
you
out.
Don't fit right in my house, if you don't feel right in my house, we good, bruh. I'm out. I ain't even out $50. I'm out $25 because I'm eating my own shit. So I'm out $25, but it cost me $25 to find out I don't want to fuck with you. Versus it cost me $200 plus a tip to find out I don't want to fuck with you.
Where the hell you spending $200 on?
That's a good point.
Food?
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
Frankie Rollins, nigga. Go to Frankie
Rollins.
Oh, my God. That shit was fucking delicious.
What,
that's
like $250? Last time we went.
Hey, look, if I take your ass for
and that steak wasn't even that great.
We celebrating something, goddamn.
That steak was mint.
That's like a
that steak was mint.
That's great.
Nah, they burnt the outside of my steak. I was upset.
But look, mine was great.
Hold on. Here's the thing.
That's an anniversary. No, your birthday. That's something.
It was our anniversary.
Yeah, we ain't going to no first date.
Some light-skinned motherfucker put me on to the fact that I probably shouldn't do that.
What?
Bring bras to my house.
I mean, I ain't saying you shouldn't do it,
Is this a light-skinned motherfucker you talking
but
about?
But
I ain't saying you shouldn't.
Another light-skinned motherfucker said his biggest success rate was...
It's the same nigga. Jesus fucking Christ.
I forgot your other AKA, bro. I'm glad you reminded me of that shit.
Man, I will cut your microphone off.
That nigga the feds.
Nah, now you got to say
that. That nigga the feds, y'all. You the feds. He the feds. His success rate is like 98%.
He said, well.
His conviction rate like 98%.
He said, well, Mark's lining up at the couch. It looks like he's 98% success rate this summer.
If I can choose, like I said, I'm going to choose my house every time. Because not only do I not have no distractions, I get to control what's going up.
True.
So if I like you, I will put you the fuck out.
I'm all for the house thing. But I'm going to tell you right off top, though, like I said earlier, if you come straight to my house right off top, I done already ruled you out for anything, but...
That's more...
But it depend on what come before that, though. I'm going to be honest with you. Because it's been times where, like, all right, if you just first conversation with a shorty, she want to immediately pull up to the house, all right, we know what you about.
Right.
But, like, if you've been putting in work with this girl and y'all been conversating or whatever, whatever, and then she like, all right, I guess I'll come, whatever. Like, it's two different ways that
goes. It's stipulations to that.
Here's the difference comes for me. If I suggest it, we good. If you suggest it, I'm still let you come.
I know what this is now.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, I know what this is.
But like, if I've been trying to get you over here and you like, no, come with him, I'm trying to, no. And then you finally be like, all right, we could watch Shrek. Bitch, I'm going to Shrek the fuck out of you.
All right, so the next one on this list. This is a woman.
I'm saying all this from my wife.
This is a female spot. You know, so I understand this. Next one on this list is a female spot. It's their favorite shit, which is Starbucks.
Oh, we already didn't say
that's a coffee day. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
Now, so we already answered that.
Church
one.
Is crazy.
The last one on this list is church. That's a no for me, dog. I'm good.
That's definitely where you meet bitches, not where you take them.
Yeah, that's definitely no
except
for me.
I don't go to church.
Nah, you know how many bitches I done met at church? Boy.
You about to go home and get beat up, right? Them gloves you was talking about earlier, you gonna need them.
Just wait till you pull out of the driveway.
And he ended up with me.
She done heard all this shit before. No,
but it sounds like
he ended up with me. So
it sounds like for the most part, everybody on this podcast right now is pretty much in agreement about the things on this particular list.
Yeah, we like 50-50, for real.
Like, it's a decent list. People dating and stuff like that is just crazy to me.
Like don't take me to Waffle House on
Mark
the first date.
Mark said that he wanted to ask, as me being the only female on here, I feel like it doesn't matter exactly where we go. It depends on what I feel like. Like, you want to take me out? All right, I feel like going to McDonald's.
Shit, that's cool as hell.
I'm glad you said that.
List does not determine good or bad to me.
Guess
it
what
just
most,
depends on what I want.
Guess what most women will not do, even though they're perfectly capable of it, is say where the fuck they want to go.
Ooh.
Won't do it.
Ooh.
Don't like look at me like that, because I do be making decisions.
Like
when,
it's kryptonite.
When you be the female and you be like, what should we eat?
Because
what should we eat?
I'm telling
I'm the
you,
one to tell you what we should eat.
As
unless
men,
I just ate something and I ain't
men,
got no food on my mind.
As men, it would be so much easier if I say, where do you want to go? And you give me a fucking answer. Bruh, we good. You done got a 25% boost right there just for that shit. But no.
I can't lie. I do be like up on the fence, but I be having shit in my head. Like, I want either Chinese or I want Jamaican food or I want.
Okay.
And then I can't make up my mind. So I'll be like, I don't know.
Check this
out.
So I'll
be like, what do you want?
I'll give you that. But why not just say that? That still makes it easier. I want this or this, but I can't decide which one. Now I got something to work with. But when you say you don't know, I'm like, this motherfucker wants cereal or you want to go eat something for real? Like, what's...
That's why coffee
date. And the crazy thing is, I'm that fucking simple. Like, I be like,
yeah, that's why a coffee date work.
Yeah, because you
that's why the coffee date work.
Yeah, because like, you learn.
Or the bar. Just meet me at a bar.
Or the ice cream.
Yeah, well, bar
we do it. We do it late enough to where, like, you should have ate already.
See, apparently, like, I just found out that I'm ADHD, so I don't know if a bar is going to work because I'm going to get distracted.
A bar, true. To me,
so
is
then
like,
just come to the house. I'm going to have eight and some left.
If I take you to a bar and we get the drink, and you know what that leads to.
What that leads to, Big Mark?
That leads to the skinny bass. That leads to that ooey.
The Skippy backs is crazy.
I love that phrase. I don't know the dude that started that shit, but I love that phrase. That's funny as hell to me.
And not everybody drinks either, so that's really not a...
Hey, look. For me, I got a bar right there.
But that's part of the conversation that lead up to the first
date. That's
why
I say it. Kinda,
I don't think that courting go the same way. Courting is an old-ass word. But like it used to be back in the day, like you used to court a girl. Like a girl. Like I talked to her. I fucking flirted with this monster for 12 months before she gave me any type of time of day.
Right.
But she would respond to me and we would have conversations.
Yeah.
It's just that she wasn't taking none of my advances until one day she was like, yeah, you could pull up. And I thought I was pulling up to get the Skippy backs or whatever.
He's a Skippy backs.
And instead, I met everybody in the fucking family at 3 a.m. It was crazy.
He got threatened with a machete.
Yeah, Jay walked up there with a machete.
Yeah,
like
that
it was,
about right.
And I was like, I love it here. This
that
place
sound
is
about right.
It was like one of the little circus houses at a carnival.
See,
I was like,
I
this
mean
is amazing.
About, that's what I mean about bringing somebody to my house. If you walk in, and in my mind, I'm like, nah. This ain't gonna work. This motherfucker got feet up on my couch already. You just got.
No. I guess the whole moral of all of it. If you got an expectation of a money or a price that somebody's supposed to spend on the first date, you
done already failed.
Right.
Yeah,
you already failed.
Because everything. Because
you're not trying to learn
that
person.
It's got
to
be by person, individual.
Like when Ruben first pulled up on me. I had all of my friends, family, and everything around. Like, if you can't,
bro. I love
you.
You
must really like her.
Look, if you can't fit in and deal with this, anytime that I want this to happen, you're not gonna work for me. It's not about sex or nothing like that.
Now
like,
them niggas call me.
If you can't
be like,
with
can
that,
we pull up?
Then
so all right. So we went off of that list. We had our little list. Somebody named something that wasn't on that list that might be one of those places where somebody don't want to go. I got one of my favorite places to go happens to be Mill Mountain Star.
Oh, yeah, that's
favorite
a cool
place to go.
Oh, that is one of your favorite places.
Yeah, mine too.
So, up there, almost any time, depending on who it is a good spot for me. Because you can get privacy. You can always take stuff up there if you're trying to, you know.
Drink and shit.
Yeah, whatever you're trying
the
to
smoke.
Do.
Smoke.
And they got the little trail
all
with all of the little benches. And
right, you can get your stroll.
I hit the little 7-Eleven at Crystal Springs. Give me a 6-pack of IPA. Get a little coffee cups.
All right, so I think
this nigga is describing his last date.
This motherfucker talking from experience right there.
Nah, I used to take all of my out-of-town girls to the start. They like that shit.
Yeah,
I've never seen nothing like
you're up
that
there
before.
With the coffee cup. They think you drink coffee.
I used to go up there with a whole bottle.
Yeah, Star's a good spot though. You know, I mean that's a good after date spot, especially like you take a girl downtown.
Yeah, take her downtown, go to a nice restaurant,
walk through
go take a little
Park,
stroll
you see the
downtown.
Star, like, man, the Star looks
then
nice.
Then take
tonight.
Up to the Star.
Yeah.
And then you get in your car.
Oh,
and you're on the way
beautiful.
To Pound Town.
I'm about to show
you. He went to Pound Town.
We're on the way to Pound Town now. Get in the car.
Plead the fifth again.
Don't plead the fifth. Nigga, I'm saying all this shit in front of my wife. You can say this in front of your audience. The
ooh.
Fuck?
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
She know I picked her. The fuck?
We all know you nasty, bro.
You nasty.
We all know you nasty.
You, Mark, you got to say it like how you used to say it.
I don't just like
you nasty. You nasty. You nasty.
Hey, look. In my head, I wondered how long somebody, how long it was gonna be for somebody fucked with your voice.
Oh, bro, you nasty.
No, I've been nah, thinking I got a perfect Mark
impression.
Time.
You want me to do my Mark impression?
Oh, do it.
All right, Mark be like, you nasty. Hey, look, I took the girl. We was at the supermarket. I had to get some broccoli.
Broccoli?
Because I like broccoli.
I do like broccoli.
She told me she wanted to put cheese on it. I said, we ain't put no cheese on it.
We put no damn cheese on it.
It's Mark time.
Put a ranch on that
shit.
Mark time.
All right, well, since I got accused of this.
I'm so happy that they can't see the side eye, because that's crazy.
What is an acceptable time? I didn't mean bring this back. Yeah, I did.
Nah, run that shit. Fuck out of
here. Acceptable time. If you texting somebody, for them to text you back, what's an acceptable time?
It depends on the person's life.
It depends on the context. Once again, they at work.
We having a conversation.
Where
they
this
at
bitch
home.
At? She at home.
She at home.
She got kids. She got a life.
She
washing
got clothes.
She work. Day.
Older kids.
She
teenagers.
Work.
She no, work. She at home.
But does she work? I mean, like
she sleep a lot.
All the above.
She oh, then she you get that text
she
whenever you
a
get
job,
that text.
But she at home. Yeah, but it's 6 o'clock in the evening.
I can tell you've been married for 16 years, dog. What is it? 18.
Why are you bringing up old shit? That's in the past.
But I'm just saying, man. I'm professional.
I feel like
single
18
dude.
Years can't never be that far in the past. That's a long time.
Yeah, professional single
prison
dude, man.
Dead right there.
You hear from people when you hear from
oh,
them.
Shit. We just talked to Pat about
he
that.
He said
today.
I got paroled from life.
Unless you have a. Unless
I
you
paroled
have a,
for 2 years and then they took me off parole.
If you're pouring your heart out to somebody and y'all having a deep ass conversation and they disappear for three, 4 hours, that's a difference. Well, not even 3-4 hours. 3-4 days, like
you hit the bitch with the WYD.
You had it right the first time.
Yeah, a couple hours
on
ain't nothing.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple
like,
hours
if
is
if
nothing.
It's an important conversation,
let me set the stage.
Or all right, all right.
We having a conversation. It's not super important, but we attempting to get to know each other, right? So that kind of conversation.
Have y'all been out yet? Have y'all did it?
No, we trying to get to know
so
each other.
So you up in the air when you hear from them, man. Bro.
Yeah, you got to get them messages when you get them.
I guess
yeah.
I'll just be Sub-Zero. Play that bullshit.
Like, it's understandable.
Nah, I don't know.
But if y'all didn't, if y'all didn't,
we trying to get to know each other, then I need for you to pay attention to the conversation that I'm trying to give you.
Another version.
Because
that's all
my saying. Time is just as important as yours. So if right, I'm looking at my phone to talk to you, then if you want to get to know me, then you going to take the time out to get to know me too.
Wow.
You know, you can't take, I don't give a fuck what you doing.
But you can't do that by 2-3 hours.
Off the text.
That's true.
Like if they texting you in the same day,
but also
it don't matter
shit.
If it's 2-3 hours, they still respond. If they giving you a 24 hours or 2-3 days later, that's a problem, because right, that means, right. Like, to me, that's
nigga,
like saying...
First of all, that nigga ain't nothing but a hound, though.
That's why this nigga got a stable. You can tell.
What?
Rotation. Anyway, so...
That's some bullshit.
It's Tuesday. It's not your day.
You feel that when you come to get you?
Fucking texting me like
that. I know y'all flip that shit on me, though. Like, I'm the bad guy.
But to me, it's just as bad as if I'm talking to you on the phone, and you just... You don't say, hey, I'm going to hit you back in a minute. You don't say nothing there. You just stop talking and hang up. And then call me back and pick up. Call me back like 3-4 hours later.
I'm like, so yeah.
And pick up the conversation right where we left off like ain't nothing happened.
Just
hell no.
Why not?
Hell no. Nick, I'm going to call you one day and be talking about some shit.
You do this shit all goddamn time.
And look, I ain't going to stop somewhere where it would be a stopping point. I'm just going to stop mid-conversation. Hang up. Call your ass like 3-4 hours later. So like, yeah, we went there and then we went and got something to eat after that. And then you got that look on your face right there, like what the fuck? First of all, what is you talking about?
First of all, you just flipped
the whole conversation, man.
First of all, you done flipped the whole shit because the text message is for
same
that
same thing.
Your text message is you respond when you can.
Same thing.
Nah, because I'll look at somebody text message for 4 hours and then eventually answer them. So I can't even.
See, that I'm
but I be like, actually I doing mad. Shit, though. So it's different, I guess, because like I be
do that
busy.
Shit to me.
So, basically what you saying right now, all them years you used to complain, can't believe this motherfucker keep calling me and texting me and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. You hold love
up.
That shit.
Hold up. There's a difference there. When that shit was happening, we wasn't conversating. There's a difference. We wasn't in no conversation. That was them texting me trying to figure out what the fuck I was doing. We wasn't in no conversation. I just stopped talking. That's a whole different thing.
You about to wait.
If we in a conversation and you stop talking.
If y'all could see my lip curl right now. There, that's my brother calling.
Lighten up over there. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's a whole
I call it blowing up, ain't it?
I call it back later.
If I'm complaining, yes, I did complain about that shit. I hated that shit. But we weren't in the middle of a conversation when that shit was happening. Man. What?
That made no goddamn sense. That made no goddamn sense. All
right, I'll give you an example. Me and you out at the spot drinking. They at home. Texting me left and right. We ain't in a, I'm in a conversation with you. Not that person is texting. That's a different thing. That's completely different. Now, if while we at the spot drinking, and we talking about whatever, and I just get up and walk the fuck off, go get in my car and drive
look
off.
Look at Sharonda's face. Sharonda looking at you
and
like
then
this
come back
crazy. Like,
no, I'm feeling it. Everything he's saying right now.
It makes
like
sense.
3-4 hours later and sit down right in front of you. Like, so yeah. Then that nigga said, you could be like, fuck, how you just gonna disappear and shit?
But, and the shit that would fuck me up is the fact that, like, even with Ruben, like, I would never start a conversation with him. He had to start one with me. So I know that you're going to pay attention to everything that you're saying to me. If I start a conversation with you, then... if I'm going to start a conversation with you, then
I got
maybe I caught
like
you at
dog.
The wrong time. That's one thing. But if you starting a conversation with me, then you need to have all of your attention on me because you wanted to have this conversation
and
with
which
me.
One works better? Them just stop talking and disappear and be like, hey, let me hit you back in a little while. I got to do something.
Well, you
let
say disappear.
But I'm
know.
The stop talking and disappear nigga, so I understand.
Yeah, when you, talk, when me, you say
let
disappear.
Me know, let me know if you just, got something else to do.
If I'm then, doing shit
if
all
I,
the
if
time.
I, that's fine. If I respond to you later that day, I didn't disappear.
Like, even now.
Shit, what'd you do then? Like this, the comedian said, what'd you do? Put your phone in the locker and ride a roller coaster for 2 hours?
I've been single a lot longer than you. So disappearing to me and disappearing to you is totally different. It's totally different. Disappearing to me is a week, 3-4 days. That's disappearing. Like if you respond
that's
to me
a good
later,
point.
If you
3-4 days is disappearing.
Yeah, if you respond to me later that day or
all right, bitch,
tomorrow
you
morning,
or
you
whatever.
Responded. Yeah, you fell asleep. You
I'm
was cooking.
I'm
you was
fine.
Doing laundry. You was doing something.
I'm a fine.
You
one
ain't had your
and
phone.
If you're doing
on
laundry, it's a period between you throwing the load in the washer or dryer and you waiting for that shit to fucking finish. You got time to pick
hey,
up your damn phone.
But what if I'm for like thinking in between them times? I don't like answering.
In real seconds, how long does it take to be like, I'll be right back. I got to do something. Let me hit
nigga,
you.
Nigga, this ain't AOL.
BRB.
Yeah. At least say that. Like, let me
look,
know, like,
you
all right.
My point, though, because it's
you
not,
gonna leave my shit
like,
on red or unread. Like, you got shit
like
to
you
do.
You gotta go
like, bye.
Sit down at the computer and pull the app up. No, your phone is in your motherfucking hand. And you wanna get further.
You got the read receipts on?
Mine ain't. But see,
oh,
some,
yeah. You know motherfuckers
people,
got the read receipts on now.
Some
yeah.
of the people I'm talking
because if she
about,
read it and then didn't answer, then fuck that bitch.
But now,
yeah, definitely
here's
that.
Here's where more of the problem comes in. Because some of the people I'm talking about, they ain't said shit to you for hours. These motherfuckers active on Facebook. The little green light on them on Messenger. The little joint pop up on TikTok.
I ain't got nothing else to say to you. I ain't never going to text you again. That's true. I'll never text you again.
And that's why I don't initiate conversations. If you want to talk to me, you hit me up first.
But yeah, I never message you ever again.
If I have time
again.
To answer you at this point, then I will respond to you. I got time
I'm
to talk.
Asshole,
and if you do hit me back, I'm going to be like, damn, that's crazy.
I'm an asshole.
Damn,
if you text
crazy.
Me back that late, I ain't really got time. So I'm going to make your ass wait on purpose.
I'm not. I never respond. I'll read it. I open it. I'll read it twice and then close it. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Think I'm gonna wait
these
3 days.
Though,
finish him.
These days, though, you do got to be careful with people because you know everybody reads your messages. You do know that.
Yeah, because yeah, you like, can just hit the little thing and you
read
this
that,
shit.
Has that
motherfucker.
That
I know you've seen
yeah,
my
like,
shit.
My phone, I can see the preview.
Yeah, I can see that shit. Like, yeah,
so
that's true. I'll give you that.
My point is, ain't no fucking excuse.
But at my point,
but
in, like,
I guess my thing
nigga,
is,
did you intake the information that I was trying to give you? Because usually I'm not asking you a question, I'm telling people
shit.
If
we ain't been on a date and we ain't established nothing, I don't expect to hear from
you. Now, if we not an established thing, fuck, I didn't.
I hear from you when I hear from you.
Your discretion is as good as my discretion because your discretion is whatever you call it to be.
Yeah, and
I can't. I can't tell you how to fucking receive me, bitch, because we don't know each other.
Yeah,
I got
and like she
bitch.
Say too, and like the point that she made too is, you know, my time is important too. So if it takes you that long to respond to me, I know what you're about.
Yeah,
I'm,
so
I'm
I know
a,
how
a,
to handle
I'm a,
you
I'm a,
from
I'm
now
a,
on.
Yeah, I'm
I know I can give you 6 hours, and then if you mad, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So okay, so saying that. How am I the bad guy by feeling like it? My time
yeah,
is just as important
then, as that motherfucker don't deserve for you to even tell him that you feel like that. Nigga, I ain't got to talk to you.
Yeah.
I ain't got to continue this conversation. I hit you back on the fuck. I
you got
back.
Zero tolerance, bro. You got zero tolerance policy.
As you, but as you should, though. Fuck out of here. Ain't nobody got time for that bullshit.
Answer back in 30
Stop
seconds
playing.
For her.
30 seconds, though.
It ain't that bad. Once it turns
30 seconds is crazy, but 45 minutes is like, all right, motherfucker.
I don't mind if you tell me, hey, I got to do something.
You sure?
I'm hit you later. I don't mind because you letting me know that I'm you're not going to respond for. I'm cool with that. It's when you stop and don't say shit, and then you just gone.
I
and
guess
then later
so.
On, you come back. It make me more mad when they come back and pick up where the conversation left off, like ain't shit just happened.
Because it's,
like
it's
said,
written right
like
there, so
if,
they could just read
look,
it in real time and
Reese,
then respond to
even
it.
If they, like, disappear, and, like, they could at least come back and be like, oh, my bad, something came up, or, yeah, or I
so
fell asleep,
they not
or something
to
like
come
that.
Back? Where they supposed
but
to
then if we just continue the conversation, it's kind of like, oh, skip a step.
After they explain the fact that they was gone for
a
fucking hour.
If I get to choose, give a motherfucking excuse why you just disappeared for 3.5 hours while we was talking. Lie to me or something. I fell asleep. My dog jumped off the roof.
You ain't gonna believe that shit.
My baby in here frying chicken, something.
You ain't gonna believe that shit.
I'm not, but at least it's something.
You got a lot to learn on this single life, bro.
I do.
You got to learn some patience, bro. You got to learn some patience.
Man. Fuck that shit, because I ain't got patience when I was single.
Patient D's.
I ain't got patience now that I'm married. No, fuck that.
I don't. Apparently, I ain't never had enough.
Yeah, it'd be it. Like that.
But when you married, you got the excuse. Be like, hey, what's up? What you doing?
No, because I will say when I was married, people know what kind of shit irked you to death. And if you start a conversation
messages.
With me and just
he
disappear.
Said text messages.
Timely text messages.
Text me back on time, bitch.
And furthermore, hold on, let me take a shot. I'm a firm believer in.
Let me have it. Go
if
ahead.
If it was the other way around and I was the one doing that shit, she'd be mad at a motherfucker. I guarantee you.
I don't have that much faith in people.
I don't either, but that don't mean she would. If
I guess I'm cool with it because I'll fall asleep on your ass and forget to text your ass back.
I'll fall asleep when you ask and forget to continue the conversation
person. And wake smooth back up and text you back like ain't nothing happened. I'm
so,
that person.
So if it's hours later, you fall asleep in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah, why not?
And it's hours later, you just text him back like, yeah, I agree with that. We should definitely do it.
I mean, sometimes I might say that. Sometimes I might be like, I fell asleep.
I do believe,
or whatever. But
I do believe that's
the point that he's
that
making. Like,
to a certain point, is reasonable.
Why?
Depending, but like I said,
it also depends on
the
relationship. The
point of not explaining it to me is crazy.
Give me something. That's all I'm saying. Give me
if
something.
If we don't have a relationship, I don't expect no.
But yeah, I also don't expect anything out of anybody.
But this is the thing. We trying to get to figure out whether we're going
to
have a relationship.
Well, you just
if you're doing this shit in the beginning.
Then she just, she just told you all that you need to know. DJ, keep it moving.
Reese wins.
That nigga got zero tolerance, bro. I'll like tell you, shit, man.
But that, but
guess
that's
what
I
the guess what the next T-shirt gonna have on. All right, let's get to this next.
Oh shit, we got Reed
email. I got my blood pressure high as hell. Fuck with you.
All right. Test the nerve.
I'll read the next
oh,
one.
Oh, nasty motherfucker.
As far as I'm concerned, this shit is over.